Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, what the CIA really dreamed of was sort of like a drug you could give to someone, get them to commit all sorts of unspeakable acts, and they wake up the next day and they don't remember what they've done.
The MKUltra program is well known.
The American Intelligence Agency had paid for a series of brainwashing experiments under a project codenamed MKUltra. The tests were conducted in secret in the United States and in Canada at a mental hospital attached to McGill University. Experimental drugs, including LSD, were administered to human guinea pigs.
Regardless of the catch-all go-to conspiracy theorist moniker to explain away the possibility of this recent culture of mass shooters being connected to the CIA's MKUltra program, it is obvious that the guns cannot murder anyone without a psychotic madman behind the trigger. So one cannot help but look to a possible motive. And every time these possible MKUltra-tied shooters point the narrative towards themselves, it distracts from the government's corruption.
The James Holmes we're seeing now is a universe away from the clean-cut, up-and-coming neuroscientist he once was.
And it never fails. Within hours, these shootings are followed by calls to confiscate Americans' guns protected by the Second Amendment.
Another assault weapon used to murder at least 16 people and perhaps another 50 being wounded. It's time for this House to act on extending the previous ban on assault weapons. This has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. This has everything to do with war on the American people.
I want to do what'll work. And to me, the most clear danger right now are these high-capacity magazines.
What did the main shooter accomplish with his demonic acts, disappearance, and alleged suicide other than the obvious? Not only had he locked down the state of Maine and neighboring areas of Canada, but he briefly put the national conversation on lockdown for citizens still turning to Mockingbird Media for answers to questions regarding known government corruption and the corrosion of national security. As the Pentagon intensifies World War III, the unanswered questions surrounding Biden's pay-to-play schemes tied to a $200,000 check and a nearly $3 million purchase of his Rehoboth beach home on his salary.
According to bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received these loans, quote, based upon representations that his last name, Biden, could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections, end quote. On March 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps wired a $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business bank account. And then on the very same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from this same personal bank account to Joe Biden. James Biden wrote this check to Joe Biden as a, quote, loan repayment. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned money to James Biden, who then sent it to Joe Biden. Even if this was a personal loan repayment, it's still troubling that Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings.
We can only expect more bizarre incidents like the one in Lewiston, Maine, to ramp up. Was 22-year-old Diego Barajas Medina an MKUltra patsy whose programming failed? Medina was wearing body armor, a ballistic helmet, patches, and tactical gear, and armed with an AR-15-style gun and explosives, and was found dead inside a Colorado amusement park with an eerie message scrawled on the wall, "I am not a killer, I just wanted to get into the caves."
He was well-intended to do something very heinous. Again, why would you prep for that? And whatever he had intention, unfortunately, did not follow through with it.
After a police search, no evidence of bomb-making materials were recovered in Medina's private residence.
the weapons found on the man were ghost guns, which do not have serial numbers and therefore cannot be traced.
Why was Robert Card outfitted after going to a military mental institution in the summer of 2023 with high-powered hearing aids that his sister-in-law reported were telling him horrifying suggestions? Why did it take the FBI 24 hours to go to Robert Card's house when the public bulletin came out revealing his home address just a few hours after the shooting? Distractions and false narratives. It's the name of the deep state game. John Bounder.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Tomorrow's news today.
It's Wednesday, November 1st, 2023.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Obviously, we have a lot of incredible news from across our country and around the world. We're going to be laying out today and some really powerful, thought-provoking investigative journalists joining us as well. Amongst them, Joe Gilbert, on the deep dive on Michelle Obama, a.k.a. Big Mike. Incredible developments in Israel. The FBI issuing terror alerts at their highest level for imminent Islamic jihad. Attacks here inside the United States, assassinations they said have been successful against U.S. officials, it's been kept secret. What does all that really mean? Well, you'll get next month's news today here, at least a very good prime projection on the future. Now, that said, let me first get into Elon Musk and his Joe Rogan interview yesterday from just a few miles from where I sit in Joe's studio. I know a lot of inside baseball, but if I tell you the stuff that I know, even though a lot of it's been told to me not off record, then it's going to be, oh, that's off record. Why'd you talk about that? And I don't want to talk about this stuff today to try to impress people. I want to do it so people get the big picture and understand the battlefield of the mind worldwide and what's going on, the different factions in the globalist system and then the other factions that are there as well. But I'm on record, and let's have the archivist pull it, about 3 years ago saying Joe Rogan's going to take the gloves off and phase into being Alex Jones 2.0. And starting about 2 years ago, I said, look for Elon Musk to make that turn as well. And what I was told, and I'm not going to say by who, is you've taken on the demonization, the attacks. So every time you raise important issues, it's covered up by the media with the false straw man they've built. But hold my beer, we'll do a better job than you've done. And you can then ask yourself, why are extremely powerful individuals becoming Alex Jones on air? I mean, word for word, these are scripts. Transcripts of me word for word coming out of Joe Rogan's mouth and out of Elon's mouth. And what I've been told has been very thinly couched, but literally, you've done a good job now. Hold my beer. Let us handle this. And I wasn't told, don't tell people that. But at the same time, I'm not going to get the specifics of who said it. I think you can use your imagination. It's not very hard. But then I asked myself, well, who are these guys really working for? Because I know Joe well. I hang out with him quite a bit. Anytime I want to hang out, he's not. Hey, let's get dinner this week. Sure. How about tonight? You know, come on down to the comedy club. But Joe, in the last few years, went from, yeah, Alex, sure, it's that bad, to like, yeah, they're coming to kill everybody. We're going to stop them. And just don't worry. I'm on it. And then I'm going to leave it at that. I've had some meetings with Joe and some other people. But it's all just more like, okay, old dog, you know, here's your medal. Now, go over here because we're going to take over. And if they start having huge success and we back the globalist off, I'm gone. I'm retiring the minute that happens. I mean, maybe it's true. Maybe it's time for me to hang it up. And I'm not even saying all this to go, oh, look, I get the credit. It's our audience gets the credit. It's our guests. It's everything we've done. And I've just about, you know, beat myself to death over the years, taking on all this and going through all this and really eat, drink, and sleeping this information. And then there's the larger discussion of, what does it do when everybody from Russell Brand to Joe Rogan to Tucker Carlson to Elon Musk to Joe Rogan to Nigel Farage are now literally sounding like me? And many of those people who told me, no, you woke me up. You helped me understand how this all works. You red-pilled me. I mean, Russell Brand's told me that. Joe Rogan's told me that. Tucker Carlson's told me that. The list goes on and on. But because I took the brunt of the attacks and the demonization, like they were invading a country. I mean, it was like thousands of articles a day some days, hundreds a week always, nightly news sometimes, every nightly channel, local channels, local newspapers all over the country, all over the world. Alex Jones is Satan. What was it I was doing that scared the establishment so much that they did all that? I'm going to explain that today because knowing the answer to that gives you the answer to how we defeat the New World Order. But what an incredible multi-hour interview with Elon. I mean, we've got dozens of clips here. Comes out against George Soros and says George Soros wants to destroy humanity and hates humanity. The globalists want to dehumanize you. They want to kill you. They're an extermination death cult. They want to reduce population by 90%. Their poison shots are killing people. We have to have a new renaissance. We have to have a new great awakening or wakening. It's word for word. But my word from word is from analyzing the enemy and what they were up to in their own writings. But we were able to popularize the truth and had a big effect decompartmentalizing people inside government and corporations to make the decision not to go along with this. And so I really am very thankful to the listeners keeping us on air this long to be able to do this. But you need to then understand why they hate me so much, because they can accurately track it back to this broadcast. And that means the listeners, the guests, the crew, the special reports, the documentaries. This operation was like the cap on the back of a bullet casing. You've got the casing, you know, the cartridge. You've got the cap that's hit by the firing pin that detonates, creates a spark of fire, and then hits the white powder and detonates the gunpowder with a controlled explosion, shooting the bullet down the barrel through the rifling and out the end of the handgun or rifle. So InfoWars was the detonator. The G. Edward Griffins and the Russos of the world, all those countless patriots that came before us, the Ted Gundersons, they were the firing pin. And, of course, humanity and our spirit and connection to God is the entire rifle. But InfoWars is the detonator. We are the detonator. We detonated the giant pile of fuel, of TNT, that is now the Great Awakening. And so I'm not looking for an exit. I'm not here saying I'm going to quit. But I'm also left here to twist in the wind while the guys that didn't have to take the first brunt of the assault walk away and take on the globalists. And they're getting attacked. They got criminal investigations of Musk and giant boycotts run by the ADL and others, and he's definitely in the fight under attack. I'm not taking away from that. It's just surreal to be left twisting in the wind by all these heavy hitters. I mean, Tucker supports me. Russell Brand said nice things. Skip the break. You know, Joe Rogan says some nice things about me, but his argument is that, but you know, you got so much baggage, it's more effective if I just do it. Which I told you he was going to do it. People, oh, yeah, got soft. He's not going to do it. No, he's doing it now. I mean, he's tearing them up. And they're coming after him. Don't worry. So I'm not even complaining here.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We transmit. That's why, you know, you're walking in the woods, you know, somebody's looking at you, you turn and look down the wood, there's the guy looking at you. That's the sixth sense, folks. But then they can take that information and rebroadcast it over the internet, over TV, over radio. And they're sending a message, die, roll over, be destroyed. And as I said on Joe Rogan 5 years ago, I said San Francisco is the mother base of this alien force sending out a death transmission, a death cult, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, give up, roll over, die, turn off your life force. The world's going to end in 2030. There's no hope. That's an anti-human transmission. And that's what he said on the show yesterday. Now, why is Elon Musk quoting me to the word, to the letter? That's a larger discussion. But I know I'm for real. I know I hate the globalist. I know I want to stop them. I know I love humanity. I know God's real. And I know I've got a connection to God. And then it is frustrating, though. But I guess in the bigger equation, being persecuted, I guess getting taken off the air and being destroyed. I'm sure they've got prison plan for me after that. I guess the people resisting this, at least on some level, think that'll be better for humanity and the movement if that's done. And I guess they're ready to get killed and go to prison or whatever needs to happen. Or maybe they're bad, talking about Musk, and just wants me out of the way. But I don't have any delusions of grandeur. I've already had incredibly spectacular success, all of it because of God. And all because of God working through you. I'm more humble than I've ever been. Sometimes it comes off as arrogant when I report to you the good news and how much of an effect we've had. But I've already had a huge success, thanks to God. And I'm already extremely satisfied with what I've been able to do through you and you through me. But it still is very paradoxical. The number one story on the internet and in the news is Elon Musk and Joe Rogan. And people immediately go, oh, well, this is channeling Alex Jones. This is word for word Alex Jones. Yeah. And then Elon pushes it even further to say mean things about me. And I understand he can barely keep Twitter going in this onslaught. So the tokenism of attacking me, then I guess with the bad guys, you know, is something that's seen as good, and he thinks that in the balance is going to let him win. But I think it's unfair. And I guess at a selfish level, I'd like, you know, all these big, powerful, successful people to help me. All I've done is try to help humanity and try to get this message out. And it's very, very strange to be the progenitor of the resistance movement. The main progenitor, seen as the enemy, as the granddaddy, and then to still be in absentia or sent to the phantom zone, where like blackbirds, like crows or ravens, I'm basically tied up with them, trying to pull my eyeballs out, trying to destroy me and my family. I don't make a big deal about it. I'm not going to sit here and make the whole show about persecution. It's going on. You know, and Schroyer was put back in solitary confinement yesterday. There's no rules against calling out to a radio show, but evidently they didn't like it, so we got a call. He's been thrown back in solitary confinement. I mean, when they're done doing this, they're going to Julian Assange everybody. And speaking of Julian Assange, boy, there's going to be some big Julian Assange news real quick. So look for that in the next 48 hours. And I'll just stop right there, maybe. Might be more like 60-something hours. But that's where we are. So I don't want to make the show about me. It's just societally, it'd be nice to continue on. It'd be nice to continue fighting. It'd be nice. But I guess I asked for this, and I also, I talked about this 20 years ago. I mean, I didn't just say this now, when you can see all the incredible proof and see God working. I said, no, God literally told me intensely, like God's presence in the room at that restaurant by myself after I'd been on TV till like 9 at night. I got there. They were closing as I was finishing my dinner. Nobody was in there. They were already mopping the floors. And God was like, okay, you're going to detonate, and you're going to get all these prominent people that are going to be way more powerful than you in the future to turn against the globalists, but you will then be targeted, and it's going to be really, really bad. And are you ready to be destroyed? Because this Holy Spirit's very honest at that point. This isn't the first level of the Holy Spirit, which is a comforter and makes you cry in the presence of God. It's more like a commanding general saying, no, this is your mission, like Mission Impossible, where you get the exploding message. Okay, here's the mission. Now, do you choose to take on the suicide mission? Yes, I accept it. All right. Bam! You get the download. And you're just like, and then all of a sudden everything starts getting clearer. And then every level you go up, not backing down, not giving in, getting persecuted, as you're getting tested, you're getting stronger, like a sword in the smithy and the flame of the blacksmith and the white hot flame, just bashing it with the hammer, getting it prepared and ready for the real fight. Because God doesn't put this incredible weight on you until you've already been prepared for it, humbled and scarred, and have such thick skin that as the arrows and the blades get bigger, they hit you, and it almost is like a massage at a point. You know you're going towards the enemy. You know as the pain intensifies, you're like, wow, I could have never handled this 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I could have never understood how to handle this before. But the Spirit working through you and then through your flesh, as it learns how to handle it, you're being prepared for the final mission. And you're having victories all the way through, even in the defeats. But then you've got to be ready for the true onslaught. And so that's where we are. And it's quite the moment. I'm not going to talk about God's plan. I've got a really good idea. God repeats the plan over and over again. And God wants us to pick up the cross like Christ and follow him. And that's what happens. It repeats over and over again. We're not Christ. We're to be Christ-like. And that means at the end, you become a sacrifice that gets torn to pieces. Not some satanic sacrifice, some weak child or some animal. But God wants to sacrifice the strong and the bold, those that have the will. The Alamo was a sacrifice. Travis knew he was going to get killed, could have got out, but the Spirit told him, stay and die and be a willing sacrifice. And a lot of you are going to have to be willing to make sacrifices too, in front of your church or talking to your neighbors or in the decisions you make. I know it's hard to get up at your church and speak out and tell the pastor you want to speak. You've been going there 20 years. Get up there and speak. I know it's hard to go to the school board and speak. You better do it. And I know it's hard to stand up against this evil, but it's a lot harder to be cut off from God. We're going to come back with this Elon Musk information that's big and devastating to the globalists. Because as their plan to destroy us becomes mainstream, it's over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, I'm going to ask the archivist, who does a wonderful job, to go back, if he can. I know I said it 20 years ago, and our archives go back almost 20 years. We've been on air 29. And then there's older videos that we had, you know, the archive, PrisonPlanet.tv, that has it. And find just a few examples, because most listeners or regular listeners have heard this 100 times. I mean, I've told the story a month ago. I told it a year ago. I tell it all the time because it was a big spiritual experience, and I've only had a few others that were this intense. And God was telling me, you know, because all I did was study the globalists, and I had a popular Access TV show, and I was on local talk radio, and it was getting really popular. Only been on air about 3 years. And then God says, your job is going to be exposing this. And when all this stuff comes out, that's when you're going to get great credibility. At first, you're going to be attacked and demonized for it. But basically, all the people that have tried to oppose us before were so academic, like Anthony Sutton and others, that the public never got reached on a mass scale. You're going to bring this to the masses through pop culture. You're going to be extremely powerful and successful. And it's beyond this in the download. It's a spirit communicating where you just know it. It's beyond being told something. It's being downloaded. It's being imprinted on you. Okay? But you've got to be ready for the fact that you're going to get heavily persecuted and you're going to be seen by the devil as the one that did it, that I worked through. And are you willing to do this? Because it's going to get bad. And then I was shown fear and attacks and a download of the enemy being able to have its way with me to a great extent. But that if I would go through it, God would take me through it and take many others through it. That would be at a great cost. It was just this download, awesome download of first how dangerous it was. And also the huge success it would have. And there would be these incredibly prominent leaders that would then, thanks to us laying the groundwork, and it was like a John the Baptist type thing. Not comparing myself to John the Baptist, but that's what it was compared to. Like, you prepare the way. You are the one preparing the way. You're the road builder that this thing's going to roll down. Now go build the road. It's like go build the ark and the animals go on it. Go build the road. Go do this. Do you want this mission? And then as soon as I said, yeah, I want the mission, boom. And then the doors went boom, 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 boom. And then basically nothing could stand against us, and you've seen that. So, and the miraculous stuff and the blessings and being protected, it's just want to cry because God's so powerful and so real. And you just want to serve that and be in alignment with that completely. And your flesh is not in alignment with it, even if your spirit is, and you're ashamed. So even though you're ecstatic and in ecstasy to be in the presence of God, there's still that evil part of you that you're ashamed of. It's still there. Still on your shoulder. And just imagine, I've told this story probably 200 times in the last 20. The first few years I didn't tell it because it was, you know, oh, God talked to me and this was, you know, I didn't say that. But it's just more than 20 years. It was after 9/11 that I said no. I mean, God basically has given me this mission. Now, I'm on record saying that, and I couldn't imagine. God didn't show me who or what, but notice I was friends with Joe Rogan back then. And I remember God saying, just stay with Joe Rogan. Stay on Joe Rogan. Keep educating him. And I even said 6 years ago when he was going on the wrong path, God really impressed on me. I went too far. That was the flesh speaking. Destroy Joe Rogan if he doesn't get on the team. But that was the kind of inclination that was happening in this download with my feeble human brain. Trying to understand it. And the reason I tell that is, this is an Alex Jones was right moment, but really it's God's always right. I'm not God. I've just been shown things like we all are. That's what the conscience is. That's the conscience is just the keyhole into the wider discernment and deep understanding that we have into the universe God created when we're in alignment with God, or at least trying to be in alignment. So it's like flipping a light switch on. That's why they call themselves the Illuminati, because they're a counterfeit. No, God is the illumination. God is the light. And so I'm on record saying for 20 years that God told me this operation is going to trigger the Great Awakening, and that all these incredible men and women will be directly influenced by us, and that will cause the next big wave in the attack against the globalists for the big final battle. But God also said, don't get mad and don't get upset when those people don't give you credit. It's not about credit. And I said that too. And then when I'm basically left to be torn apart by the hyenas. And I said all that on air many times, and it's literally happening exactly like God told me it would. I look back on that download, And again, it's like being given the Library of Congress. You're trying to now go over it and look at it. And when you look at this issue, you have more discernment now. When you look at that issue, now you suddenly have like an armory of understanding about things you shouldn't even know. I mean, it's just insane. Like, all sorts of knowledge. It's just things that I was never taught or read. I would just know how machinery operated or nuclear reactors or what globalist programs they were running. I just being able to look at their current data, and then I would extrapolate and see through it to the other side. I mean, just super brain boost. My massive brain boost. And it's been heavy. That's why I've drank too much and, you know, done things like that to myself that are bad. No drugs. Because it's like, turn it off. It's so intense. But there's no turning it off. And now my discernment is just accelerating. It's too intense. And I know yours is accelerating as well. We're all who love God are on basically the same destination. We're just going from different angles on the same trajectory or the same final destination. So that in and of itself is massive, because there are hundreds of thousands of you tuned in right now, the millions, who heard me 20 years ago say it or 5 years ago say it, and you're like, yeah, that sounds a little delusional, delusions of grandeur. No, that's not me. That's God working through me. God working through you, tuning in, caring, supporting the broadcast. This has all been God's plan. And God works in mysterious ways. So I'm very blessed to be here. I'm very honored. And the biggest mistake I made over the years was I would exhaust myself and be so stressed and grind my teeth and everything, feeling like I had to beat them. Yeah, I was relying on God, but I was still, I'm a man, I'm tough, I can organize this. And I would not call on God enough. And now I've learned to just turn it loose and say, it's in God's plan, and God, I'm weak. You're going to have to raise me up. You're going to have to hold me up if that's your plan. And the minute God's ready to tell me to not do this anymore, and not yet, but the light is at the end of the tunnel. I mean, God has told me that my reports aren't over yet, but I'm nearing, it might be 5 years, might be 10, might be a month. But God's like, just keep going. You're almost to the top of the mountain. Just keep going. I just want to get there. And then hopefully God can then just remove some of this, because I can't handle it. And it's heavy. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I love you all and I appreciate you, but God's 100% real. We're eternal beings. We have spirits. There's no way. This was just my imagination. There's no way. I wasn't thinking about the world and eternity and all this other stuff. I was sitting there with a notebook, writing notes, finishing a chicken fried steak, and I think I was drinking iced tea. Maybe it was a beer. I don't remember. I didn't drink a lot then. I drank like 2 beers a week back then. And I just, it's so heavy. And the story's on record. And look, it came true. And it wasn't just like I envisioned something and then was able to manifest it through hard work. Skip the break, sorry. No, it was so particular and so specific and so like I knew I'd been. I mean, you could feel the atmosphere crackling in the restaurant.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Making an artwork out of destroying an innocent child and destroying their potential. I mean, that's what we're up against. That's who we're dealing with. And that's what all this Satanism and pedophilia is and mass murder. That's Satan's art. He's a artist, an artiste, to discuss God. To climb up in the punch bowl at the big, beautiful, intergalactic, interstellar infinity and take a big dump of rotting flesh and maggots of dead children into the chalice. And that's allowed to operate for free will because we've got to be tested as new entities, eternal beings, but only going forward, did not exist until God literally formed us when the sperm and the zygote went together and there's an electromagnetic pulse generation. It receives and transmits. And then, boom, it begins. And now, a whole new entity with the potential to recognize God and to be a little God, or made the image of God, a new entity with an eternal life is born. Think about that. But to do that, God has to give you free will, and literally we are God's children, and that's why Satan slices us up and chops us up and tortures us to try to horrify those little spirits so much that they go through spiritual Stockholm syndrome and join with Satan to make Satan stop torturing them to try to trick them to go with him. And if God ever committed a sin, which God is perfect and has not, it is out of God's wish to be worshipped and wish to commune, to be loved, and to love us, that God put us here. And the devil always says that. Your God's a sadist. Your God allows this. Your God allows that. Your God, you see? See how it works? Well, I say it'd be a sin if God didn't give us free will and didn't create us and didn't put us in the arena despite all the pain, because the little bit of pain we have here in the third dimension, it will not even mean anything at the higher levels that are infinities of absolute perfection upon perfection, upon perfection, upon perfection, upon perfection, upon perfection, forever. So let's start going to the Elon Musk clip. Here it is.
What has it been like? You've owned X for a year now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and have a dream that you didn't do it? And your life is infinitely easier?
Well, it's certainly a recipe for trouble, I suppose, or contention.
What was it ultimately that led you to make the decision to do it?
I mean, this is going to sound somewhat melodramatic, but I was worried about that it was having a corrosive effect on civilization. That it was just having a bad impact. I think part of it is that it's where it was located, which is downtown San Francisco. And while I think San Francisco is a beautiful city and we should really fight hard to kind of right the ship of San Francisco, if you've walked around downtown San Francisco, right near the ex-FKA Twitter headquarters, it's a zombie apocalypse. I mean, it's rough. Have you been in that area?
Not lately. No.
Yeah.
I've heard.
It's crazy.
I've heard it's crazy. I've heard you really can't believe it until you actually go there.
You can't believe it until you go there. So now you have to say, well, what philosophy led to that outcome? And that philosophy was being piped to Earth. So, a philosophy that would be ordinarily quite niche and geographically constrained, so that the fallout area would be limited, was effectively given an information... a weapon, information technology weapon to propagate what is essentially a mind virus to the rest of Earth. And the outcome of that mind virus is very clear if you walk around the streets of downtown San Francisco. It is the end of civilization.
And it's not just propagating the mind virus, but suppressing any opposing viewpoints.
Yes. Well, in order for the virus to propagate, it must suppress opposing viewpoints. So...
because it doesn't stand up to scrutiny.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, you've felt the virus. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah. People have tried to cancel you so many times.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't think you're melodramatic at all. I think I don't want to be melodramatic, but it's almost like a death cult.
It's a death cult. No, that is exactly right. It's essentially the extinctionists. Like, it's in the limit. It is that they're propagating the extinction of humanity and civilization. And there's some people who are like, most of the time it's implicit. They don't explicit, but sometimes it's explicit. Like, there was a guy on the front page of the New York Times who literally has the thing called the extinctionist movement, and he was quoted on the front page of the New York Times as saying, there are 8 billion people in the world, but it would be better if there were none.
Ooh.
And I'm like, well, buddy, you can start with yourself.
Yeah.
Does
he have friends? That's what always fascinates me.
Well,
here he is.
That guy.
He looks like he's not long for this earth.
I mean, he's not
voluntary
young.
Voluntary human extinction movement. That's hilarious. I'd like to party with that dude.
Okay.
I would just like to, like...
That's an explicit version of the death cult.
Yeah, maybe you live long
cult.
And die out.
It's not... extinction is a word he uses.
Yes.
No, I mean... It's not a, it's literally a self-description.
Did they cover him glowingly?
Was in charge of social media.
Yeah.
And still largely is at Google and Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm like, I'm not in favor of human extinction. They are, and they can go to hell.
Well, that guy is.
Yeah. He can go to hell.
That guy seems silly. I would like to hang out with him, though. I would like to find out what makes him tick. I bet that guy is fascinating. Get him alone for a few days.
I'm pro environment, but if you take environmentalism to an extreme, you start to view humanity as a plague on the surface of the earth, like a mold or something.
Right.
This is actually false. The earth could take probably 10 times the current civilization. The population could be, you could 10x the population without destroying the rainforest. So the environmental movement, and I'm an environmentalist, has gone too far. They've gone way too far. If you start thinking that humans are bad, then the natural conclusion is humans.
All right, then pause. Back it up 10 seconds. It's not some goofball they're glowingly reporting on in the New York Times. It's what Musk is telling Joe. It's all of them. They tried to recruit my dad when he was in high school. He was already going to the University of Texas, Plan 2, thought he was joining NASA, and they called him aside and recruited him into it. He was in there for like 4 years, and he got out of it. He didn't tell me about it till 2007 when he came by the office of my mom, going to a ballet recital with my oldest daughter, Charlotte. She was like 3, and my mother in the car said, David, it's not that bad. And he said, no, it's as bad as all that. And for 15 minutes, he just data dumped it all. Because he was top of his class in the state of Texas. They had 6 kids that were the smartest in all the tests. And they recruited him there. And out of the 6, he was chosen for the program. And the program was to set up a world government. And then slowly cut off the resources and carry out eugenics. Now, they've recruited millions of people like that, and they're in almost every position of power. So what does it mean now that Elon Musk is opposing them, and Joe Rogan and all the rest of it? It means it's out in the open now. That's the takeaway, and that's really the important news. And that's how God works in mysterious ways. The system thought they'd recruit my dad and that he would end up serving them, but instead he got out of it, married my mother, changed career paths, and just went to be a humble dentist in Dallas, Texas. And I'm very thankful, but he was quietly training me and educating me by not pushing it on me the whole time. And so I owe my dad a lot as well. But this is a big time to be alive, folks. We're going to go to break. Without listener support, we won't be here. I'm not Elon Musk. I'm not Joe Rogan. And I've been fighting really hard. We got great products you need. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Got a big sale, new sale going. 60% off on BrainForce Ultra. It's different than BrainForce Plus. Two different apples and oranges. And a bunch of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We got colloidal silver. Everybody needs that. High quality, low price. Silver Bullet. Superfill Vitality. We've got my new book, The Great Awakening, that Musk also talked about. The Great Awakening, so that's here on the show. That's all coming up, too. Hour number 2, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.